Welcome to Redmond Radio. I'm your host, Michael Domingo, editor of mcpmag.com, and I thank you for listening. Here's what we'll cover in this episode for the week of March 3rd. Microsoft officially launches Windows Server 2008. The European Commission slaps Microsoft with a $1.3 billion fine. VMware rolls out new virtualization products. And Sun completes its MySQL acquisition. Before we head to the first Redmond Radio news segment, let's take a quick break and listen to the sponsor message from Citrix.
Virtualization is one of the most talked about technologies in recent history. You know the benefits already, but are your servers virtualized yet? Are you waiting because of the cost and complexity? There's no need to wait. Citrix Zen Server is the simple, low-cost way to get up and running now. In as little as 10 minutes, your servers can be virtualized. So download a free copy of Citrix Zen Server now. Just go to www.citrix.com/zenserver. That's www.citrix.com/xenserver and get your 10 minutes to Zen.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening to Redmond Radio, the weekly podcast roundup of Microsoft news and other IT happenings. As usual, I'd like to thank listeners first. It's because of your continual downloads that this show continues. And that means we'll continue to give away Redmond t-shirts to listeners in our weekly Redmond t-shirt giveaway. And at the end of the podcast, we'll announce the winner of the TechMentor All Access Pass giveaway. On with the news. Here's what made headlines over at redmondmag.com. Redmond rolled out the blue carpet for the 4,000 IT professionals, developers, staff, and partners who attended its official launch event for Windows Server 2008, Visual Studio 2008, and SQL Server 2008 in Los Angeles last week. While the launch wasn't actually timed with the product releases, Visual Studio 2008 was released in November, and Windows Server 2008 was just launched on March 1st, with SQL Server 2008 waiting in the wings later this year. Microsoft's CEO Steve Ballmer still used the keynote to promote how the products will work together to create what he calls a dynamic IT infrastructure for enterprises. The big splashy event was tempered by news earlier in the day that the European Union's Antitrust Commission fined Microsoft €899 million for the company's failure to comply with the EU's 2004 ruling that found that Redmond was engaged in monopolistic practices. The company had warned investors January 14th in its quarterly 10Q filing that it could be fined as much as $2.2 billion, and last week took what it says were its greatest steps yet to publish its APIs and communications interfaces. The penalty brings the total fines levied by the EU up to a record $2.5 billion. A Microsoft spokesman said in an email that it's reviewing the commission's action, but these fines are about past issues that have been resolved. Based on last week's announcement, the spokesman said, "We are trying to focus on steps that will improve things for the future." Cisco Systems and Microsoft touted a new offering based on Windows Server 2008 and Cisco's WAN optimization technology. The joint offering will use Cisco's Wide Area Application Services appliance family to help customers host Windows Server 2008 services at branch office locations. These services include Domain Name System, Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol, Active Directory, and Print Services. To make it work, Cisco will offer Windows Server 2008 pre-installed on its virtualized Cisco WAS appliances, which are slated to become available later this year. Cisco and Microsoft have also pledged to work together to help educate channel resellers and customers about the integrated solution. Microsoft last week announced that Service Pack 1 for System Center Operations Manager has been released to manufacturing and is now available for download online. The new version of Microsoft's monitoring solution features a number of updates, including better overall reliability and performance, improved reporting capabilities, simplified creation of management packs, and new Visio VDX export capability. Microsoft is taking steps with the next update to Vista to encourage users of pirated copies to upgrade to legitimate versions. According to a blog post from Senior Product Manager Alex Kosis, the company is going to disable two of the most common exploits to its product activation technology, namely the OEM BIOS and Grace Timer. Microsoft will also release an update via Windows Update for some versions of Vista that simply identifies those exploits. And in our last bit of news for this segment, General Manager of Microsoft's Developer Division, Scott Guthrie, posted a message on his blog that said a beta of Silverlight 2 will be available in the weeks to come, and to expect a feature list to be posted on his blog at the same time. Some of the features that he announced back in November include many new runtime features and significantly enhanced VS 2008 tooling support. And upcoming is major interop and rich internet application capabilities. One cool feature is that Silverlight 2 won't require the .NET framework, allowing it to function on any vanilla Windows or Mac machine and work with browsers from Safari to Firefox to IE. And that's it for news from Redmond. Remember to listen to the very end of the podcast to find out how to enter the t-shirt giveaway. We have more IT news after the break, right here on Redmond Radio. Thanks once again for listening to Redmond Radio. If you enjoy listening to this program and staying informed with what's happening in IT, please, please pass this show around to your colleagues. Before we finish up with the rest of the podcast news, here's an update regarding what's online on the Redmond Media Group websites. In Redmond Magazine in March, a look at some of the scenarios that may result from Microsoft buying Yahoo. In Redmond Channel Partner, how partners might make a software as a service play, plus a look at Microsoft's licensing strategies. And finally, a reminder to listen all the way to the end of the podcast for details on how to enter our weekly Redmond t-shirt giveaway. Lots of virtualization news coming from VMware, which held its VMworld conference early last week in the French Riviera. To help combat the growing problem of managed virtualized environments, VMware announced a suite of automation tools that encompass lifecycle management, lab management, and application integration. The first component, VMware Lab Manager, has been out for more than a year. New is Lifecycle Manager, which the company says automates every step of the process of requesting and approving, operating, updating, and eventually archiving and deleting virtual machines. And the other component is Stage Manager, which orchestrates the process of moving an application from pre-production through to production. On a side note, also announced was VMware Site Recovery Manager, which automates disaster recovery for virtualized environments. VMware also announced at the conference that within the next 60 days, ESX3i Hypervisor will ship embedded in servers from its partners Dell, IBM, Hewlett-Packard, and Fujitsu Siemens. ESX3i is VMware's hardware-integrated hypervisor, which the company touts as the industry's smallest at 32 megabytes. On a related note, if you're running VMware and update your Symantec Antivirus Corporate Edition, you may be heading for a blue screen crash in Windows Server 2003. A Symantec spokesperson verified that the company is working closely with VMware in identifying a potential compatibility issue between Symantec Antivirus and some versions of VMware. According to Symantec, the issue is affecting a very small number of users. Sun Microsystems last week completed its $1 billion acquisition of open-source database vendor MySQL and will move aggressively to acquire other open-source vendors. While no specific targets were cited, Sun President and CEO Jonathan Swartz said the MySQL acquisition will be a key component in Sun's effort to transform itself into a key provider of open source software. Already last week, Sun announced the acquisition of another open source vendor, Inatech, whose VirtualBox desktop virtualization platform works on cross-client operating systems. And in our final item, IBM last week announced the debut of its new System Z10 mainframe computer for enterprise data centers. The company also rolled out various software products and programs aimed at helping its customers and business partners support mainframe operations and enterprise application development environments. Clusters of PCs using x86-based hardware may be all the rage, of course, but IBM boasts that System Z10 is the equivalent of nearly 1,500 x86 servers. The company is also touting the energy efficiency of its newest mainframe product, citing up to 85% less energy costs. One of the new software products associated with IBM Z10 is IBM Rational Business Developer. The IDE can be used to develop applications for System Z without requiring the developer to know the underlying middleware, says the company. And that's news from the wire in this week's episode of Redmond Radio. As usual, before we end this thing, I'd like to remind faithful Redmond Radio listeners, as we do every week, that you can win a Redmond t-shirt in my weekly t-shirt giveaway. To enter, just send me an email with a new t-shirt giveaway phrase, I want a t-shirt, on the subject line of your message to mdomingo at 1105media.com. That's mdomingo at 1105media.com. And note the phrase is, I want a t-shirt, not Redmond t-shirt, as it has been in the past. Entries not sporting the new phrase will be ignored. By the way, the Tech Mentor All Access Pass giveaway concluded last week, and I've contacted the winner, Dean E., in Florida. Congratulations to him, and thanks for everyone's participation in the contest. I don't know if we'll be running the contest for the Orlando show, but that's coming up in May, so stay tuned. In the meantime, one more plug for the upcoming conference, which takes place March 30th through April 3rd at San Francisco's Moscone Center. Tech Mentor is in its 10th year and is co-located with the VS Live Developer Conference. We also have one upcoming conference in May in Orlando and another one in the fall in Las Vegas. By the way, I won't announce a t-shirt winner this week since I was too caught up in the process of picking the Tech Mentor Pass winner. With that, I'll give away two shirts next week, picking among entries from the last week as well as entries that I get this week, to try to keep the t-shirt giveaway fair and above board. All right, that's it for this episode of Redmond Radio. I'm Michael Domingo. I'd like to once again thank Citrix for their sponsorship of this program, and I once again want to thank all you listeners who continue to support Redmond Radio by streaming and downloading this program. See you here next week.